Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Saturday of the fifth week of Easter, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Lewis Mary Passeri. Sister Lewis Mary is a spiritual director and longtime preacher on this podcast. And this might be her last preaching for a while. She's having a few health problems. So I'd ask you to say some prayers for Sister Lewis Mary today as we listen to her preaching entitled, Plans Often Change.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Paul reached also Derbe and Lystra, where there was a disciple named Timothy, the son of a Jewish woman who was a believer, but his father was a Greek. The brothers in Lystra and Iconium spoke highly of him, and Paul wanted him to come along with him. On account of the Jews of that region, Paul had him circumcised, for they all knew his father was a Greek. As they traveled from city to city, they handed on to the people for observance the decision reached by the apostles and presbyters in Jerusalem. Day after day, the churches grew stronger in faith and increased in number. They traveled through Phrygian and Galatian territory because they had been prevented by the Holy Spirit from preaching the message in the province of Asia. When they came to Mysia, they tried to go on into Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. So they crossed through Mysia and came down to Troas. During the night, Paul had a vision. A Macedonian stood before him and implored him with these words, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." When he had seen the vision, he sought passage to Macedonia at once, concluding that God has called us to proclaim the good news to them. The word of the Lord. Poor Paul, here he is making converts to the way. He has all these plans. The road is clear to him, but their efforts are fruitless because they were prevented by the Holy Spirit. And Paul accepts this because they change their plans and travel a different route, but they really don't know what they are being called to until Paul has a vision or in a dream, a Macedonian calls to Paul, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." Paul does not need any other invitation. He sought passage to Macedonia at once, concluding that God had called him and his companions to proclaim the good news to the Macedonians. I think this event has much to teach all of us. There may be times when we made elaborate plans, very detailed plans, to do a great deed, to proclaim the word of God, yet when the time comes, they just don't seem to work out. Yet what are we to do? Can we be like Paul and trust that in God's way and in God's time, we will know his will and accomplish it? We may have a desire to serve in a special area, but can't get a hold on it. Maybe God is saying to us, look somewhere else. There are people like the Macedonians who need your gifts that God has given you to share. We may think we have the specific gifts for a specific purpose or project, and yet we are not being called to use our specific gifts in this area. Our place is to continue to trust in God's work, God's time. His message will come, just as it did for Paul. We are being asked to remain faithful and steadfast in our desire to do God's will. God will provide the rest. Dear loving God, Give us the Holy Spirit to know your will and follow it. Open my heart to do your work and give you the grace and desire to do your will, to serve you as you desire and deserve. O Lord, not my will, but your will be done. Amen.